People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello, I'm Monica Reinagle, and you're listening to the Nutrition Diva podcast. Welcome. My editor, who is way cooler than me, has been hanging out on TikTok lately, and she says she's seeing lots and lots of videos about cooking with seitan. Apparently, this meat substitute is having a bit of a moment, but I think there are still plenty of people who are still unfamiliar with this ingredient. I mean, what the heck is it? How does it stack up nutritionally, and how do you eat it? Seitan, it's spelled S-E-I-T-A-N, is not a new thing. The word is Japanese, and it was coined about 50 years ago by one of the proponents of the macrobiotic diet. But the food that it refers to has been a staple in Asian cultures for at least 15 centuries. I remember seeing it, but not buying it, at the food co-op that I belonged to as an undergraduate at Boston University. Now, that wasn't quite 15 centuries ago, but it was still long before the days of Whole Foods stores and yoga studios on every corner. Back then, food co-ops and health food in general occupied sort of a fringe culture left over from the age of Aquarius. Today, of course, it's another story. Plant-based and plant-forward diets have become relatively mainstream, and you're much more likely to run across seitan at your local grocery store. It's often next to the tofu or the plant-based meat alternatives. If your local grocery doesn't carry it, you might need to seek out a health food store, a food co-op, and yes, they still exist, or an Asian grocer. You can even make your own, and I'll have more about that in just a minute. Seitan is most frequently used as a meat substitute in vegetarian diets. It has sort of a stringy, chewy texture that makes it a fairly good substitute for meat. Unlike some meat substitutes, however, it's actually a decent source of protein. But the source of the protein might surprise you, because seitan is made from wheat gluten. Yes, you heard me correctly. This health food consists almost entirely of gluten, a substance that a lot of people are going to great lengths to avoid these days. It's made by rinsing wheat flour dough to dissolve and remove most of the starch and the fiber, and eventually what you have left is a sticky, elastic mass of protein. We tend to think of wheat and products made from wheat, such as bread and pasta, as carbs. However, people sometimes forget that wheat is around 15% protein, mostly in the form of gluten. A slice of wheat bread or serving of pasta contains between 5 and 10 grams of protein. In fact, of all the grains, wheat is actually one of the highest in protein. One unfortunate aspect of a lot of gluten-free products is that they're significantly lower in protein and higher in carbohydrate than the wheat-based products that they're intended to replace. But back to seitan. Historically, wheat gluten was a popular source of protein for Buddhists who are vegetarians. It became an important element of the macrobiotic diet, which dates from the 1930s, and it continues to be popular with those following a plant-based diet today. Wheat gluten also turns up frequently as an ingredient in soy-based sausages, burgers, and other meat alternatives. If you've ever tried tofurkey, for example, you remember that year in high school when you declared yourself to be a vegetarian and your mom made you tofurkey for Thanksgiving? Well, then you have had wheat gluten. In terms of nutrition, a 3-ounce serving of seitan will provide about 20 grams of protein, which is not too shabby for a plant-based protein. Seitan is especially useful for vegetarians who, for whatever reason, can't eat soy protein. But for obvious reasons, it would not be appropriate for anyone with celiac disease or another gluten sensitivity or intolerance. If you want to see real change, you need to be consistent, and hair care is no exception. Vegamore makes sticking to your hair care routine easy so that you can actually see the results you've always wanted. With a monthly subscription of their Grow Hair Serum, you'll never run low on the products that you need, plus it saves you money. For best results, you want to use this for at least 3 months to see visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. I'm only on month 2, but the routine is super simple, and I like the way my hair is looking. I also appreciate that Vegamore products are free of harsh chemicals and are also 100% cruelty-free. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. And for a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/diva and then use the code DIVA at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com/diva and the code DIVA to save 20% on your first order.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So how do you cook with seitan? Well, the stuff is actually very versatile. It can be steamed, baked, rolled into noodles and boiled, or marinated and stir-fried. It doesn't have much flavor on its own, but it readily picks up the flavor of whatever you're cooking it with or in. If you wanted to try seitan in its more traditional guises, you could seek out an authentic Chinese restaurant or a macrobiotic cafe or cookbook. You can also buy all different kinds of pre-seasoned and marinated seitan patties, crumbles, strips, ribs, or nuggets, and all you usually have to do is just heat those up. But if you are in the mood for a project, you can actually make your own seitan. Over in the baking aisle of the grocery store, you'll find an ingredient in a box called vital wheat gluten. It looks sort of like flour, and it's usually used in whole grain bread baking to give those heavier flours a little lift. But you can also use it to make your own seitan. I recently received a copy of a fascinating cookbook by Chef Sky Michael Conroy, in which he has recipes for using vital wheat gluten to make everything from plant-based salami, kielbasa, ribs. It's called Crafting Seitan, Creating Homemade Plant-Based Meats. Now, I will say that this cookbook is definitely for the cook that enjoys somewhat complex and technical cooking projects, and you probably know who you are. If you've ever made your own Worcestershire sauce just for fun, for example, then you're one of us. I put a link to the Crafting Seitan cookbook in the show notes for today. And to give you a peek into this fascinating world of seitan cookery, Chef Conroy graciously agreed to let me share his recipe for seitan pepperoni with you. So you'll find that in the show notes at quickanddirtytips.com. And if you try it, I want to see the pictures. You can post them on my Facebook page. If you have a burning question, dilemma, or you need to settle a nutrition-related bet with your roommate or your spouse, drop me a line at nutrition@quickanddirtytips.com or come visit me on Facebook. I'll see what I can do to help you out. And seeing as you are apparently a podcast listener, I also wanted to invite you to check out my new podcast with Brock Armstrong of the Get Fit Guy podcast. It's called The Change Academy, and we talk about strategies for creating positive, sustainable change in any area of your health and your life. You'll find that wherever you get your audio entertainment. The Nutrition Diva Show is edited by Karen Hertzberg. It's produced by Nathan Semmes. And our team at Macmillan Audio also includes Morgan Ratner, Michelle Margulis, Emily Miller, our intern, Claire Freeman, and our director, Kathy Doyle. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great week.